Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, where you guys been all week? I've been looking for ya. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on iTunes all over the world in over 100 countries. It's Thursday, February 19th. Where have I been? I'll get into that in just a second. Well, actually, I'll get into it right now. Here's the dealio, okay? This is the fourth day the kids have been home with no school all week long. It's 23 below zero in Cincinnati, Ohio. The week started out President's Day on Monday, which is naturally a day off we get here in the U.S., okay? For those of our international listeners that are wondering, what is President's Day? We get it off. It's a Monday, all right? We get that day off. And then here comes the snow day Tuesday. And then here comes the snow day Wednesday. And then I wake up today and I'm ready to be admitted into an insane asylum. Three kids under the age of 13. Dad, what are we doing today? I love my kids. I need to preface all my comments by saying, I love my kids. Hey, I'm the Everyday Saturday guy, right? I'm the guy that built the brand around spending time with your kids. But I think at some point in time, there is a law of diminishing returns. Like, how many games of Monopoly can you play? Okay, by the way, I do never, ever let my kids win at Monopoly. I have my little 9-year-old Paigey. She had to mortgage Connecticut and Vermont, and I got her out of the game yesterday. Daddy-o with hotels all the way down St. Charles, St. James, Tennessee, New York, all the way down. The purples and the oranges, right? In between the jail and free parking. That's right. I owned the whole block. Got Paigey out. That actually, Monopoly, growing up as a kid, that's what spurred my real estate interest. Believe it or not, this is going to be, hey, by the way, listen to me. All right, I owe you four shows already this week. I've missed 4 days because of the kids being home from school, driving me absolutely bonkers. I'm doing four shows, boom, 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 back to back to back to back for you today to make up for it all week. When I was playing Monopoly as a kid, man, I was 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, all my brothers and sisters. I'm the youngest of eight, so my oldest sibling, my brother Chris, is 17 years older than I am. And when they would come home from college and stuff, I would immediately we'd start playing Monopoly. And I was like, Paigey is now. It's funny how we're a lot alike, my kids and me. But Paige and Laura, right now, it's 7:30 in the morning. I'm recording the first show today. They're upstairs playing Monopoly. Okay? Haven't had breakfast, nothing. They're just playing Monopoly. So when I was a kid, I was their age to do the same thing. Hey, can we play Monopoly? Asking all my brothers and sisters, gather around. I was obsessed. I could tell you not only the property names, that's easy. I could tell you the rent. I could tell you how much it was with 1, 2, 3, 4 houses, a hotel, everything. Man, I was obsessed with Monopoly. And I think that carried into my older years when I became obsessed with real estate. And obsessed is a fine word. It's not like a bad word. Depends what you're obsessed with. You're obsessed with Big Macs? Not so good. You're obsessed with being successful? Not too bad. So back to where I've been all week. All week I've been doing that. I've been playing games and obviously going to the hospital to visit our daughter, Susan, who's getting closer and closer to coming home. Now we're learning about how to operate the home vent. Our daughter's going to be coming home on her own ventilator, so we need to learn how to operate that, how that works, all the alarms, all the bells. We have to do all these different certifications outside of the trach care. My daughter has a tracheostomy, so we have to do trach care every day, twice a day with her. But it involves feeding and just everything that goes having a baby who is in really 24/7 care right now. We're going to have a nurse. We got to get that in place. Hospital equipment being delivered to the house. We got a lot going on. So this week, it's been wild. But, you know, here's a funny thing, man. I was talking to my buddy Billy Donovan. Shout out to Billy Donovan here in Cincinnati the other day. He's like, dude, I follow you on Facebook, And I'm amazed at like how much you got swirling around, because I know what you got regularly just with being an entrepreneur and being a dad and all of that. But now you got a daughter in Children's Hospital for 190 days straight. How do you do it? And my answer was simply this. You know what's funny? You don't realize how much time we waste every single day until you're forced to find time to do the things that you need to do. That's the point I want to get across in today's show. The very first one. This is one of four. Time wasted, man. You know, prior to our baby girl, Susan, being born at 24 weeks, we had a pretty good life. And we had the vacation home in upstate New York. We got a home here in Cincinnati. We got three kids in school, the youngest now of which is nine. So, you know, they're out of diapers, out of a crib. You don't got that going on. They're not in a lot of sports and activities, so we're not professional taxi drivers all over the place. We had a pretty good life. I was traveling around the world, speaking and things like that. And then, boom. We have a baby at 24 weeks. Automatically, man, that just, your life gets thrown into a completely different place. And it's not even a bad place, okay? It's not a regretful place. It's not something that you can't handle. You just go into this mode of, all right, well, we just can't do this anymore, and we got to do this now. Like, for example, we drive our kids to school. And it really was a blessing that our baby daughter, Susan, was born in August, the middle of August, because school started just a few days after she was born. So our kids are gone all day at school, allowing us to go visit our daughter all day in the hospital. And when we come home, we get the kids, and they don't miss a beat. The only time that they notice us gone, really, is if I have to leave in the evening or during on the weekends. We go down all weekend long, you know, for about 6 hours or so. And the kids, look, they just got to spend 5-6 hours by themselves or go to a friend's house on a Saturday, and I take the kids to church every Sunday, and then I go down in the afternoon. But my point is, you don't realize right now, when you look at your schedule, look at how much time you're spending on social media, Facebook, Twitter, all these different places that you are. And social media isn't bad, for example. And every time I do a podcast, I say social media is not bad. It's like a loaded weapon. It can be used for good, and it can be used for not so good. You have to look at how much time you're just staring into space, man, staring at your computer. Click, click, click. Oh, go on Amazon. What clothes are out there? I would buy an electronic, an iPhone, a television. Oh, look at all this time I'm with. Click, click. You're clicking your life away, man, aimlessly, brainlessly, just clicking away. And then you get involved in these stupid conversations with people, whether it's on the telephone or Skype or in person at the water cooler. Every 30 minutes, man. That's 1/45th, basically. What is it? I did a podcast 2 years ago called 1/96th of a day. Your day is broken into 96 15-minute increments, all right? 96 15-minute increments. And if you look at 1/96th of a day, the power of 15 minutes. Right now, I'm spending 15 minutes doing the show for you, man. And this is going to live on the internet forever until it gets taken down, which I don't have any plans of taking this or any of my podcasts down. 1/96th of a day, a powerful 15-minute show. What can I do with just this show right here? I can add a sponsor and make an extra $500 to $1,000 just for this 15-minute increment. I can promote my own product and have my own sales coming as a result if I mention where to go, what to buy. Boom, put it in this podcast. I can just build content. I can have this transcribed. I can go to Odesk or Elance and have a transcriber do it for $2 a minute. All right? $15, I get this thing transcribed. Heck, I could do it for 2 cents a minute. Forget $2, 2 cents a minute, and have this done. For a couple dollars, I can have this transcribed, turned into a blog, an article, content that lives on the internet. 1/96th of a day, yet we waste so many pockets of those 15-minute increments. Let me tell you something. I could have another kid in another hospital on the other side of town and still make it work. And you know what's funny? So can you. You waste so much time. Just look at your day. Just take a real good inventory of your day. Look at how much time you spend in the car, staring out the windshield, driving from place to place. What can you be doing? Who can you be speaking to? What can you be dictating? What types of networking can you do? What type of connections can be made while you're in the car? If you go to a job, oh my God, there's so much time and money and effort wasted in a job. I used to manage an entire telephone sales force, and the only requirement in 8 hours that we had this board that ranked everybody. And the only requirement we had is you had to have at least 90 minutes a day on the telephone. 90 minutes minimum. 90 minutes, an hour and a half out of an 8-hour day. Not including lunch, not including just 90 minutes out of 8 hours. You know, we couldn't even get reps to get to 90 minutes a day. Telephone sales reps. Well, let me think. The word telephone sales says what? Telephone sales. Yet, we can't get them on the damn telephone. And like, oh, geez. Hey, how's your phone time today? Well, I got to 40 minutes. You suck. Really, you suck. Then no problem. You suck. Your performance sucks. It's not a personal indictment. See, when you say to somebody you suck, they take it personally. Imagine that, right? So don't say that. Say your phone time sucks. And then they even get more defensive. Well, you don't know. I know exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You're a telephone sales rep. But you're wasting time. I'm going to go on break. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Took a late lunch. Traffic was bad getting in. And you just sit there. And I know the phone weighs 800 pounds and you can't get on the phone because you're afraid of it and you don't like rejection. It's everything that you're focusing on is the wrong thing. And then imagine this. We would have reps on the phone for 2.5 hours a day. They're always our top reps. Always our top reps. Always, every single time. And they weren't even the best salespeople. They just put the telephone in telephone sales, where most people want to focus on the sales part of being on the telephone. The way to build sales is to build rapport. And the way you build rapport is getting on the damn phone or getting out in front of somebody. You don't build rapport by staring at your hand. Okay, I wish this thing could come and pick up the telephone and then I'm gonna. No, you don't build rapport by staring at the telephone. You don't build rapport by staring at your emails. I think I'll send this email to someone to connect. Look, guys, here's the point. We're wasting so much time every single day. Figure out where the pockets of time in your day are right now that you're not even taking advantage of. Man, you don't even know the power you have, man, until you're thrown into a situation. So when I was talking to my buddy Billy, he said, where do you find the time to get anything done? I'm like, oh, I got the time, man. I got 168 hours every single week, same as I've always had. Same as you have, same as everybody, at least in the United States, 320 million people here have. But yet we waste so many of those hours. We got to sleep 8 hours. That's cool. I sleep 8 hours. I go to bed. Most nights I go to bed at 9 o'clock. I'm up at 5 a.m., man. But you know when I hit the ground at 5 a.m.? Oh, by the way, I squeeze two-hour workouts in every day, too, at the gym. 2 hours. You know, I squatted 360 pounds this week, not including the bar. All right? I do a pyramid. I talked about that last week, building up and coming back down. I started 170 pounds on the squat rack doing legs. Did that 21 times, ended at 360 pounds, did that a total of 5 times, pyramid all the way back down to 170 pounds, okay? I did a two-hour work every single day and go to see my child and run a business and speak and create content and do this show. The one thing I couldn't juggle this week is having my kids home from school, but I locked myself in the studio today. And they can't get at me. And I got 3 more shows coming your way today. But I want you to make a promise to yourself. Commitment is a promise that you make to yourself. That you're going to make the time. That you're going to get stuff done. That you're going to stop making excuses. Can you can make excuses or you can make more time in your day, but you can't do both. Are you with me? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.